With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, June 8th. We are here to help you navigate whatever is standing in front of you and reaching your financial goals and objectives. Each one of you is different, and that's why we encourage you to send us your questions. You can send an email to askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you're on our website, if you're on the jillonmoney.com website, all you need to do is hit the contact button, and that will also bring you to us. Don't forget to tell us if you'd like to come on the air live. It's so great. Why is this so much better? Number one, you get to skip the line because there are thousands of people ahead of you. Let me be clear about that. Number two, I often will change my advice when I hear the other things going on in your life. Sometimes you don't put everything in your emails. And so it's really cool to actually talk to you live. And that is what Gabrielle did. She is on the line from Ohio. Gabrielle, welcome to Jill on Money. Thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, I have to go back to work. I've been off for 15 months now. Everything's been working great working from home, and I've just realized at this age that how much time we lose traveling back and forth to work. And my job is the kind that I can work from home no problem. There hasn't been a problem this whole time, and I don't want to go back.
I hear you. I mean, I think you are really voicing something that I have been hearing from so many of my friends, so many of my colleagues, people who say, you know, I've lost hours. And, you know, someone did a funny thing, which is like calculate how many days of his life that he's lost to commuting. It's a lot. I totally get it. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on for you. And let's try to figure out if you've got some different choices to make. So first of all, Gabrielle, how old are you?
I'm 54.
You sound much younger. I just want to say that. You look great. All right. I'm just kidding. I can't see your guys. Okay. Are you single, partnered, married?
I'm married.
Okay. And spouse is how old?
Spouse is 57.
Mm-hmm.
He works for a county government. And we have three kids. One is totally launched. The second one, she works full time. She's a nurse. She lives at home. She wants to move out. The only reason why she's here is because I've kind of twisted her arm to stay here and save as much money as she can before she moves out. We have a third child who's in his, he has two more years of college. So he's here. He was out, but then with the pandemic, he came back home with everything being online. So, and I'm not sure if he has, if he's going to move back out or stay here or not. That's still up in the air.
So let's talk about what the options are for you. So how much do you earn, Gabrielle?
I make about $38,000 a year. I just work part-time.
As a part-time employee, do you use a retirement plan through work?
I have a 401k. Yes, mm-hmm. I do. I do invest 30% of my pay into the Roth 401k option.
Great. Fantastic. Now, husband, county employee, that sounds like a very attractive human being because it sounds like someone who has a pension.
Yes, very. Yes. Yep. That is his most attractive feature.
Well, listen, after being locked down for 15 months, that's not bad. It's not a bad reward. Okay. How much does he earn?
He earns $73,000 a year.
Okay. He's paying into his pension. Does he also make a contribution into another retirement account?
Yes, he has a deferred comp, and you know what? He puts about 15% of his pay into that. He doesn't have a Roth option, so it's just all in, you
traditional.
Know, traditional.
So what's his game plan in terms of how long is he going to stay, and what will the pension benefit be and all that fun stuff?
When he first started, we were going to have, you know, medical benefits and retirement. And now, of course, all of that has changed. So once he retires, we won't have those benefits. Mm. So he could retire next year with a full pension, but because we need the benefits, he has to keep working. So he's figuring another till he's 61. It really depends when our third child gets launched and gets a job, because my husband's medical benefits are so good. We keep the kids on them because we don't pay any more for them anyway. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And when you say the full pension, what would that, let's move together. Let's go like 5 years from now. It's 62. What would that pension amount be?
He would get with the joint survivorship so that I would have his pension when he passes away. It'd be $50,000 a year.
Mm, that's good. And would he also be entitled to Social Security for him and for you as well?
No, he doesn't get Social Security. He doesn't pay into it.
And what about you?
I do.
Okay. So your Social Security at your full retirement age or at 70 or what are the numbers that we got for you?
It's 70, which I figure I would wait till then, is $2,050.
So essentially, I mean, look, there's a couple of things. Number one, if he retires at 62, you still have 3 years that you need before you can get to Medicare.
We would have to go on the exchange.
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act.
His work will give him, if we don't qualify for a subsidy, they would give us a subsidy.
Oh, okay. That's great.
But only for him until he gets 65. I mean, and you know, and I'm 3 years younger than him, so I don't know what's going to happen with me.
If you look at your current pay, you know, about a little over $100,000 a year together, does that pay for your bills? Does that float your lifestyle? Is there anything scary that's going on that I should know about?
Nope.
Okay, great. And you're putting a lot of money into your 401k, obviously. So that's, you know, that's a good number. How much money have you guys saved in retirement so far? So let's talk about your 401k and his deferred comp.
My 401k, I have about $240,000 in there.
Fabulous.
He has about $230,000 in his.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
And then we have some Roth investments. And we have together almost $200,000 in those.
You guys are doing great. I mean, really great.
I've just always been a saver.
That's great. That's awesome. How about the house? How much would you say the house is worth?
The house is probably worth like $230,000, somewhere around there.
You still have a mortgage on that house?
Nope, no mortgage.
You're going to stick around in that house? Thank God you had that house, right? Aren't you glad? Right? Because you had those kids around.
Right. I mean, we would like to sell it and downsize at some point. I don't really think we would make too much money on it. Whatever we would buy would probably cost whatever we're going to sell our house for. But
sure. And you have an emergency reserve fund, just a little cash floating around?
We do. We have like $35,000 in emergency cash. And then I have like another $45,000 that's in Roths in a CD. When I started saving, we didn't have a lot of cash flow. And I didn't have money to put in retirement and have, you know, an emergency savings account. So I started putting it in the Roth just to, you know, get some money in there.
Child number three with two more years of college. Are you guys paying that out of cash flow or had you saved money for college for him?
Yes, we have. I mean, he's paying his part too. Our part is already saved in a 529 for him, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Mark, are these like amazing savers that we have here on their 100 grand in salaries? I mean, this is great. This is a great story you're telling us. I mean, essentially, Gabrielle, you're saying to me, you just were sort of slow and steady, socked the money away and did what you had to do, right?
Exactly. Yep. Since I was 21, we've always saved and always, you know, everything went into savings and what was ever left over, that was what we could spend. And let me tell you, there was a lot of years we didn't have anything left over to spend.
We didn't. But let me say that like three kids obviously have a lot to go, that have a lot to do with that. If you look at your total expenses right now, since you don't have a mortgage and, you know, you pay your taxes, I'm just trying to figure out, like, if you blow out of this job that you're doing, right? Because you're like, ugh, I don't want to do it anymore. Could you guys live on your husband's salary only?
Yes.
You could. No problem, right?
Yep, no problem.
All right. Would you look for a job? Like, would you look for some sort of like other more flexible job? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I don't think I would not do anything. I have a hard time giving up my job too because I don't want to give up my vacation. But I'm getting lazy the older I get. I only want to work when I want to work.
I get that. I mean, you've also sort of earned the right to do it. So big picture, this is what I'm seeing for you guys, which is, you know what? You could quit if you want. But if it makes you anxious and makes you feel like, oh, I really like having that money. And I sure do like putting, you know, 30% of that $38,000 into my retirement account. And boy, that just makes my overall, your overall picture for you guys for retirement is a good one. Honestly, there's no compelling reason where I'm saying to you like, oh my God, you have to work, because that's not where you are. That said, you know, maybe you start looking for some new gigs. Maybe you can do something where you can work from home. And maybe you, I mean, I don't know, is your boss sort of like, okay, you have to be in? Is it like one of those?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Old school. You're only working if you're sitting in your desk. And I guess, you know, I guess I just have to get my head wrapped around if I want to say, you know, either you're going to let me work from home or I'm going to quit. I'm not there yet. I kind of think they'd say, I don't know what they'd say.
It's very strange to me that there are people who have just learned the idea that actually, yes, people can work from home, especially like, you know, like you are an adult and you know how to like do your job and actually perform. I get the idea that with younger employees, it's quite difficult to get them sort of part of and build them into the system of the place. But, you know, maybe look for another job and see how that goes. And so Mark wants to know, would you be able to do a hybrid just to say to them like, hey, you know what? I'll come in a day, 2 days a week, but 3 days a week, I want to be working from home. Do you think they'd go for that?
Well, I mean, I only work 3 days a week anyway.
All right. So what if you said, I want to come in. So 3 days a week. What if you said, okay, I totally want to do this, but I have this kid at home. Can I just come in 1 day a week and let's see how it goes? I mean, how is it a big, huge company or a small one?
It's medium. I don't know if they would do it. If I had a different boss, I think they'd do it. I just have to get in my head what I want to do. But it's just so empowering to know that if I want to tell them to take this job and shove it, I can.
You can.
I have to get to that mindset where I'm not going to be upset not to have that money come in. And, you know, my husband tells me all the time, just quit. My paycheck is nothing because so much of it goes into retirement.
Yeah.
I can get a part-time job making $15 an hour and, you know, have the same amount of money bringing home that I'm bringing home now. I don't know. Like you said, it's just not being able to save that I don't know if I'm comfortable with yet. But
well, I'm going to tell you this. You guys have a good chunk of savings. Again, presuming that everything goes well with your husband and, you know, he can keep working. And it sounds like he's fairly happy in what he does. You know, if he's willing to work, you do have that 50 grand a year that's going to come in. You will be entitled to Social Security. So there's two gaps that need to be filled. One is between your husband's retirement and then Medicare for him and for you, right? So there's like those years where you're going to be spending some of your money. And then it is the years between Medicare and you claiming your full Social Security benefits. And for all I know, look, I mean, if he doesn't hate his job, he may keep working, right? And that's fine. Like, the longer he works, the better everything works. But if you say, you know, I'll get a little job, or we're both going to work some part-time, or, you know, whatever it is, there is a lot of flexibility in this plan because of that pension benefit. And I think that that's really very important for you guys, truly, because I think that if you didn't have the pension, you could tell just from the way we're talking about this that you'd be screwed. You really would be. You would not have been able to save as much money. Now, listen, maybe if he didn't work for the county, he might work for a place that would pay him a lot more money and you would have saved more. But all I'm saying is that that pension gives you tons of flexibility, which you may or may not want. Now it's, you know, honestly, it's like the abundance, the choice can be overwhelming. So sit with it, see how it feels. And know that, you know, I, Gabrielle, can do what I really want to do. You got these kids, you know, you're a couple of years away from just being completely done in terms of, you know, helping them out, and they're going to move forward. Make sure that full-time RN saves a lot of money in her retirement plan also.
Oh, she is. I've already got her. I mean, that's what I told her. That's the key. She's already, we got 15% going in there. I got her doing more money into a Roth. So, you know, she's going to be set too. I told her, but you just got to start out right. That's the key. They got to start right from the very beginning. And yeah, dang it. My kids are gonna. I'll make sure.
I got to tell you something. You're great. It's fantastic. Well, anything else going on that we should know about? You got your estate planning done and stuff like that?
Yep. Everything's been
fantastic. I think you're in great shape. Will you stay in touch with us and let us know either how it goes to get back to work or whether you make a different decision?
Yeah, you know, I got a little reprieve on going back to work because the RN who lives here, she's a COVID nurse. So when I told my work that, they told me to just stay home until they either the case counts go down or they tell me to go back. So I have no idea, you know, when they're going to say I have to start heading back to the office.
Okay, so listen, in the meantime, while she's still there, poke around and see if there's some jobs that might be interesting where you could work from home. And you could do something that you feel good about, and you could make a few bucks, and it doesn't have to be the most, but, you know, maybe you would say, okay, instead of making 38,000, boy, I'd be happy making 30 as long as I could be home, and then go from there and use this period of time. Let's break it into a little chunk where we say, let's use this period of time to just get your personal plan together and give yourself those options. And then once you have those options, you can make a better and more informed decision.
Great. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a great story. And of course, you have to keep us posted. All right.
Okay. I will.
If you, like Gabrielle, would like to join us on the air, all you need to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, maybe you're there because you're checking out stuff that I've written or maybe watching some TV segments, whatever. If you're on the website, first of all, bookmark the website and then hit the contact button if you've got a question. Don't forget to tell us if you'd like to come on the air. Mark does all the rest because that's the way he is. He's just great like that. Here we are. It's June. We're no longer doing our old outro, remember? But I'm always going to keep telling you guys to continue to do something nice for someone else today. And don't forget to practice our mantra, grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.